Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey. Oh, your love experience with Jenny and Annie Grum. We're going to get started with a song that made me think about my mom this morning. And I never thought about the words that much when I was singing it when I was younger. But I love the words. He said, happy feelings. He said, love. He said, I had to learn to love me, that place inside. We're going to play Maze, happy feelings this morning. Good morning, fam.
I'm going.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram. And that was Happy Feelings in May. Yes, we're going to get ready and turn within, recognizing there is nothing more powerful than the breath of God. And as we center our mind on the breath, centering our thought, recognizing that there is only one mind and one power in this whole universe. And on this line, it may be known as many names, but we recognize it as God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that there is not a spot that our God is not. So as we begin by centering on the breath, remembering to breathe, because there's power in the breath. And so as we take in this breath, we want to be intentional to breathe in through the nose, hold it to the point of vibration, hold it to the count of eight. Ooh, and remember to breathe deep into the diaphragm, deep into the heart. Remember, the heart has wisdom. And in this right now moment, I want you to breathe. Just breathe. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe. And release. Fully and freely releasing all things. Allowing, loosening, and letting go. Allowing the perfect manifestation of God's good to come forth now. Come forth and invite and invoke the presence of the Most High God. I want you to breathe again by being still and know that I am God. Breathe. And release. Come, Holy Spirit. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe. Release and release and release. Come, Holy Spirit, Divine Mother, Father God, precious and Holy Spirit, as I come before you today to invite and invoke the presence of our higher mind self, the beloved I am that I am present, knowing that there is no separation in us, as us, all around us. Come, Holy Spirit, as I ask you to come and anoint this call today, God. I ask you to come and anoint our thoughts. Come, Holy Spirit. Anoint our words, God. I ask you to speak through me today, God, that every word that I speak will be yours, God. I ask you to remove all of myself as I come empty in this right now moment, God, with a forgiving heart, God. Releasing all things unto you, God. Asking you to fill my presence into the overflow of you, Holy Spirit, that there will be none of me and all of you, God, as I invite all the forces in the universe into this call to speak the words of this prayer today, God. Asking for favor, asking for an anointing, God, fresh anointing over all of those that are under the sound of my voice. God, I'm asking for fresh revelation, God, new wineskins. Holy Spirit, as you present the gift of this day to us and as it unfolds, we give thanks, knowing that that is the highest form of gratitude, the highest form of praise, gratitude, just to simply say, Thank you, God. As you come and set a guard over our lips today, God, search our heart, God. And if there's anything in it that is not of you, Holy Spirit, I ask you to release it in the name of the Most High God. Anything that's displeasing in your name, God, release it from our heart. I ask you to come, Holy Spirit, and let our words be more than motivation, but let them carry life today, God. Father, Mother, God, you spoke into the nothingness and created the world. And as we can speak into this day and declare that it will cooperate with the will of you in our life, come, Holy Spirit. And anything that is not of you, we bound it in the name of Jesus today and render it ineffective. We declare that today is pregnant with destiny, Father God, of the will that you have for our life, Holy Spirit. We thank you, Mother God, for the divine connections that will advance your kingdom through us. Give us wisdom and understanding to be more efficient in the way we do this day, God, and how we work through this day. Open doors of new opportunity and new revelations in the name and mighty name and consciousness of love we call forth, that you may bless the work of our hands today, that we will choose to glorify you in all that we do, Holy Spirit. All that you do, Holy Spirit, and in the power of the spoken word. We recognize that the power of the spoken word is one of life's greatest gifts and mysteries. And all we will ever accomplish hinges on how we choose to govern will come out our mouth today, God. By what you allow to occupy our mind and mouth, we can bless our lives to the greatest height. Send it into orbiting into realms of greatness, God, that every word we speak today shall be words that will heighten our life today, that will move the kingdom into a powerful place. And as you open up the spiritual channels of our mind, God, can you download the divine creative thoughts into our brain, God? We ask you to enlarge our capacity for thinking, to take the limits off our thoughts today, God, to take the limits off of you today in our own consciousness, God, that you can reveal more of your vastness in the spirit of who we are through the work and who we show up as today, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Recognize we are the sum total of every choice we ever made or let happen, knowing that we can change that today. I'm just making a choice, Father, Mother God. So, Father, Mother God, I'm asking you to give us the knowledge, the wisdom to be more aware of the words we choose to use today, the thoughts we choose to keep today, because I declare that this is our season right now, God. And as we guard our tongue, knowing that our life is changing for the ever best, in the name of Jesus, we declare that everything in this season shall come forth, God, in the greatest, most highest form. And anything that must seem like a situation shall be destroyed in a mighty consciousness. Because we declare that we are prophetic trailblazers. We're taking on new territory spiritually, emotionally, right, relationally, and professionally. We decree and declare that you are opening doors that nobody can open, Holy Spirit, but you. Knowing that in this season is ours. And we see it with great anticipation of the greatness that you have already prepared for us today, God. Recognizing the dawn of new possibility, therefore we glorify the Lord in the dawning light. Every new day, which one you bring to us, God, with new and better possibilities. Today, we turn the best day of our life out today, knowing that you will wow us today. And I've once heard Reverend Ike say, how we start our day is how we end it. And we're taking control of our day from the very beginning, commanding our morning, knowing that whatever begins with God has to end in the greatest and best light. No matter how good it gets, every circumstance can get better. We learn how to command our morning each day, God, because you told us we can declare and decree a thing and know it shall be done. Knowing that every element of our day shall cooperate with our purpose and our destiny, and anything that will not be of that purpose shall be destroyed and sent back into the light of love. We command our day with the greatest knowing that love is the highest vibration. So today, Holy Spirit, we send forth the angels. Go before us today as we command our angels to create a day of ease, elegance, and grace, God, knowing that wherever we go, God, your blessings shall flow, knowing that the blessings don't get there till we do, God. We ask you to anoint our feet this morning, God, that everywhere we tread, our feet shall be upon your holy ground, God. I'm asking you to anoint our hands, that everything we touch not only turn and go, but platinum go. God, I'm asking you to every idea, every invention, every gift we have, that it shall come forth today, God. Every talent that we shall have been given, that it shall be used, God, that we shall be used by you, God, for all the goodness that you have sent us to the planet for, God. That our eyes shall be anointed with the spiritual vision, 2020 vision, to see things the way you see it, God. I ask you to bless our eyes. Bless our words and bless our ears, that we will hear the melodic sounds of you only, Holy Spirit. I'm asking you to come, God, and enlarge the Love Journey's territory. I'm asking you to come today, God, and continue to enlarge and bless our families today, God, that you will bless our seeds and our seeds, God. I give thanks for my new seed that is coming to the planet, God. And I ask you to bless Emerald today, God. I ask you to bless her thoughts, her mind, that her destiny will be pre-planned in a way that only you shall give it to us, and that we shall follow the plan that you have so set forth for her life. As you have guided us and given us the gift to bring forth to this planet, that we shall return it back to you in the way that you have sent her to the planet. God, I'm asking you to take us and take us out of our own way, that we will follow the plan that you have so set forth for this beautiful spirit to come on this planet to live the greatest version of herself on this planet. Father God, I give thanks that you chose us to be a part of that journey, God. All the seeds and all the seeds on this line, those who have seeds that have come to this planet, we ask you to touch them right now, God. And those who will have seeds that will come, we ask you to bless and anoint them right now, that they will grow and be mighty in the land, God. Mighty in the land, God. We give thanks for this opportunity to be together in this community in one mind, one spirit, and one love, knowing that we have the power to command this day, God. I ask you to come and wow our minds as we ask for our supernatural explosive blessings today, God. That something special and supernatural will happen in somebody's life, God, that you will wow us today, God, that you will come and thrust us into our place of blessing, God, that we will have the courage to say yes to the dreams that you have so eloquently placed into our heart, God. And so today, we give thanks for the opportunity to be loved and to give love and to know love and to love into our energetic spaces, knowing that we are all that God is in the mighty consciousness, nature, and name of love. We all say, amen, and shall it be. I give thanks for the word of God today. I give thanks that we are the word made flesh today. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, God. Good morning to all the birds, the bees, the flowers, the trees, the sun, the moon, the stars, the soil. I give thanks for new life. I just give thanks as my heart is so open this morning to all the wonderful vastness of God's love. You know, as you walk this journey as a baby in Christ, you think you got the goods and you get to know a little more. But as you grow, I often wonder, if God gets better, any better than this, how can it, what can get better than what, you know, you're so awesome, God, just an awesome God. And what's so magnificent is God spoon feeds us. See, no matter where we are in the place of God, anointings, God loves us exactly where we are. But the good thing is the more we move out of ourselves and allow God to reveal God's mysteries and secrets to us, the more vastness we get to see God in all things. It is a beautiful, emotional, powerful, and sometimes words cannot even describe the beauty and the presence of the oneness of God, knowing that there is nothing in the world more powerful, more potent than knowing who you are in God. And so as I offer up this prayer today, as I offer this day up to God, giving thanks for who we are and how we show up in it, it's just a powerful knowing that nobody can do you the way God can when you start to really open yourself up to the vastness. When you begin to take the limits off your understanding of who God is. The day I told God, I'm going to take the limits off God. The day I sat with myself and said, God, reveal yourself to me. I've been going to these churches. I've been going to these places. But I want you, Holy Spirit, to reveal your vastness to me. You have to be careful what you ask. I heard that many times. But when you ask God for something, God will open up those doors. And just to see the magnificence of God's love, just in the simple things like the ocean, the tree, the sun, the moon, and the birthing of a new baby. And you can see God magnificent and how God protects us from our own self. The body and how powerful the healing mechanism is. I give thanks for the power of our own healing and just how powerful everything in the universe, the water, and how in its natural state can cleanse and renew itself. How stem cells can build and renew our bodies. And how we as men and women try to control that and don't even understand that it's already done. It's already done. And so I'm going to play Joshua Rain on us, and then I'm going to come back and read to us from the Faith in the Valley. And I just want you to know that God is. No matter where we are, God is. Oh, there is.
Let your glory fill this place. Let your all-consuming fire fill this tabernacle. Purify our hearts.
Come on, God. Let it rain.
We need you to surround us in this place. Bring new life within us. Send a refreshing, Lord. Saturate our hearts. Say rain. Within me. you to a dance with your power from on high. Oh, oh. Surround us as it feels. Surround us in the holy.
Good morning, good morning. You're listening to The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingram. That was Joshua Rogers, Surround Us, Rain on Us. I was going to call it Surround Us. All right? All right. I wanted to read this. I'm a big reader, and I thought it was just appropriate for what I wanted to talk about, but I wanted to read the introduction before I read the actual part that I wanted to read. She said, I was ending a 35-day promotional tour, having flown all night in a very crowded airplane to get from Los Angeles to Newark. I was senseless from exhaustion and still wearing the clothes I had put on 23 hours earlier. I was feeling pretty ugly after making a few telephone calls just to make sure no one wanted to see me or do anything, at least for 8 hours. I crawled into yet another hotel bed. I had only been in the bed 45 minutes when my sister friend staff member arrived. We decided eating made more sense than sleeping, so off we went. Walking casually through the mall toward the food court, my companion was bringing me up to date on what was going on back at home. Then she asked me if I heard about Phyllis. She had been found dead the day before. Beyond exhaustion, there was numbness. In a state of numbness, the news that your sister friend has left her body is called the valley. I told my companion to shut her mouth because it was the only logical response to the feeling of pain, fear, confusion, and loss that descended over my body. I felt the pain. But I knew to go there would mean I would be subject to going crazy in New Orleans shopping mall. I surrendered the thought. Actually, I shut down and continued to search for something that I could tear apart with my teeth. And after a few morsels of food in my body, I moved out of numbness and back into exhaustion so I could ask the question, why, God? Why is not the appropriate question to ask when you are in the valley? Because a mind in pain will reject everything except what it wants to, needs to hear. The mind does not find what it needs and wants. It will ask why. Why, God? Why, God? And after I asked and rejected all possible explanation, I engaged in appropriate valley behavior. I cried. Because crying is a good thing to do in the valley because it clears the channels of communication. You see, crying purifies and cleanses. I once read about a scientific experiment which demonstrates that there are 38 toxic chemicals in a tear of sadness, while only one toxic exists in a tear of joy. As you cry in sadness, fear, or confusion, you cleanse the body and the spirit of the toxins which clouds the mind and prevent it from accepting the truth. And once I had sufficiently purified, I asked the more appropriate question when one has fallen into the valley. And this is what it is. This is what I want you to hear. What is the lesson here? You see, in the quiet, undeniable, the answer came. She did not pass the test, but the choice was hers to make. As my mind could now accept the truth, I fell into a peaceful sleep. No matter who you are, you will have a valley experience at some time in your life. It just leads that way. For some, a valley will be a time of great fear, confusion, and probably emotional turmoil for others. It may be a grave inconvenience or a time of seemingly endless struggle. You may whine, complain, shut down, or beg God for mercy. But the truth is, you will only get what you need to grow. And family, you're not being punished. You are being fortified. In the great holy book of the Eastern tradition, the Bhagavad Gita, there's a passage which reads, you will be tested. But what if the Creator has a great task for you to perform and you are unprepared? Your test comes to ensure that you will be prepared when your time comes to serve. A valley is a testing experience which prepares you for greater service. Serving the Creator is what life is all about. Many of us in the quest to do and to get service, we have not been taught that service means to be the embodiment of the Creator. Let me say that again, because some of us forget. Serving serving the Creator is what life is all about. Many of us, in the quest to do and to get, forget service. We have not been taught that service means to be the embodiment of the Creator. See, actualizing all the attributes of the Creator is what we are. The Creator is life, truth, love, harmony, balance, principle, and peace. In living, we become so busy doing, we forget to be. Humans doing are not human beings. The wise woman, the mother, the sister, the stage, the diva, Bea Richards once told me, you are a human being, which means you lack no thing. That means you lack nothing essential to your survival. You are whole, complete, and loved just as you are. This is how I love you. This is how, also how God, the Creator, loves each and every one of us. Just as we are in the physical embodiment of God Himself, what we look like, what we do, what we have, does not alter what God made us to be. Living in a doing made world, confronted by rules, laws, and expectations, which forces us to do as me as a way of wiping the knowledge of our divinity right out of our memory. You see, we become so indoctrinated to a process of struggle, conflict, limitation, restrictions, and denial based on what we do, what we get, and how we look to others who try to outdo and outget us. Then we get mad. We get mad at the people who participate in the struggle, conflict, restriction, and limitation, and denial with us. Then we get mad at ourselves for having the experience. Some of us go so far as to even get mad at God for not helping us do better. You see, when we call living, what we call living or trying to live is not life, because God is life. God is not struggle. God is not in the struggle. God is not in the conflict business with anyone about anything, because God is not restrictive or restricted. God cannot deny itself. God only perfects. This perfecting presence is always with us at the core of our being, even when we are in the lowest of the low in the valley. With my mother and father gone from active living, it has been easy for me to turn to God because I had nowhere else to go. Then I realized that nowhere means now here. Now here, even after I had this revelation, there was days when I got very busy doing, times when I went into fear, moments, sometimes weeks of total confusion. I have even had experience of temporary insanity. You see, these were my valleys. It took a while for me to realize that all tests and experiences fortify my faith, strengthen my character, and open my soul to the perfecting presence. I had to learn to breathe through those tests and times. You see, I'm no longer afraid to let go and give up control and allow spirit to work in my life. In those now rare moments when I do forget to breathe, because you know sometimes we forget to breathe, or how to let go, I grab a book of spiritual truths, which will draw my memory back to my divinity, the truth of who I am. You see, this offering is something for you to grab and hold on to. And if you should happen to forget, remember this. Hold on tightly to this thought. And when all else fails, release, breathe, and know that you are all that God is. I love you just the way you are. In the valley of light, it teaches us the lessons of stillness through the imposition of a state of solitude and silence, which forces us to take a look at ourselves. You see, in the science of the mind, it said, let us learn to be still and let the truth speak through us, to be still and know that the inner light shines. Because life does whatever is necessary to mold us into shape and prepare us for our greatness. You see, it does not always look or feel the way. Instead, what we experience in life may seem difficult, painful, or unnecessary. For a moment, I want you to think about the stones which were used to build the pyramids and the gem which fashioned the crown jewels. Imagine how the stones were dug from the quarry and then hammered and chiseled into the shape. Realize that each stone or gem had to be perfectly shaped before it could be set in its appropriate place. recognize that once the pyramids were built and jewels cast into the crown, they have never been disturbed, nor have they shifted, fallen, or crumbled. Somehow life teaches us to understand that God has a perfect plan. And according to that plan, we must be molded and shaped prior to being cast into our perfect place. And when we truly recognize that there is a master plan, we can welcome any tool that comes to prepare us to behold our perfect plan. And when we are shaped and molded by life according to God's perfect plan, the world is amazed and blessed by our beauty and longevity. So get prepared to be prepared. Right where you are is who you need to be. Don't fight it. Don't run away from it. Stand firm and take a deep breath. And another, and stop beating up on yourself. Don't blame anyone else. Breathe. Now ask yourself, why is this in my world? What do I need to say? What do I need to see? What do I need to know about myself through this situation? And breathe again. And now ask God, the divine, trying to express to me. Blessed and divine Mother, Father, God, hear me, or whatever thought or belief has contributed to the cause of this experience. Come, Holy Spirit, and bring the lesson of this experience lovingly and gently, and keep my mind and heart open that I may know the truth. Open my eyes that I may recognize your will. Thank you, God. Now breathe. Because God is right here, right now. Some things are going to happen. Frustrating events are going to take place. There's no way of getting around your feelings being hurt sometimes, your ego being bruised, your trusted way, your heart broken. Life has its ups and downs. If you live and you are bound to trip or fall every now and then, there's not much you can do while you are going through your challenges and difficulties, but there's something you can remember that makes it a bit easier to bear. The same God that was good yesterday is good today. The same God that loved you last week loves you today. The same powerful, almighty, all-knowing God that saved you, comforted you, guided you the last time you needed it will save you, comfort, and guide you today. Right where you are in the midst of the situation, make a moment to be loved and comforted and guided by the good that God who knows exactly what you need. God is present. God is present. It's called grace. Living in the presence of God's grace. He said, when my husband left, I thought I had been a bad wife. Then my son went to jail, and I knew I had been a bad mother. And when my best friend and my mother died, I slipped face first into being a bad person. How was I supposed to figure this all out? All women fall into the valley. Some fall deeper than others. The valley is a lonely place, a dark and confusing pit in the center of your brain. You can't figure it out. You can't get out. You got a black hole in your life in which everything you ever really wanted seems to fail into the valley. I once thought it was cruel and inhumane and punishment. Now I know it's a reward. The stronger and more gifted you are, the deeper and eventually more rewarding is the valley experience. See, we all have our lessons to learn in life. And most of us fail to learn unless we are in some kind of pain. And the valley is your pain. The valley gets your attention. The valley lets you know what you are doing and why you just might want to try something new. The bad thing is that no one can warn you a valley is coming because you must pay attention to what's going on in your life. The good thing is that once you've been there, once you've been in enough pain, once you are sick and tired of being sick and tired, you can figure it out. People begin to notice. Hey, what's up with you? You look different. Did you change your hair or something? You haven't changed your hair. Your mind has changed. You've learned a very valuable lesson. What? When you can't, faith can. You see, faith makes the day and paves the way. Guilt says there's something wrong with what I've done. Shame says there's something wrong with me. You can eliminate guilt by making amends for what you've done, but you cannot eliminate shame until you know and believe all that God is, I am. I am all that God is because God is truth, mercy, wisdom, strength, forgiveness, peace, order, justice, and love. And what have you got to be ashamed of? God is not ashamed of me, and neither am I. You can't shrink into greatness. when you reflect on the things you've done and not done, there's a tendency to beat up on yourself. We criticize, we judge, and we condemn ourselves much more severely than the world could or would. And in response to this self-flagellation, we shrink away from doing or attempting to do. You cannot shrink into your greatness. You must use our past as a roadmap, a key that unlocks our capabilities by giving us understandings of our frailties. The past simply tells us what we can do and how strong and amazing we are. They help us to learn every intricate details of ourselves because our past is like an X-ray machine. Once you see what is there, you don't have to shrink. Shine. Don't shrink. Shine. Don't shrink. Shine. Now you know what's means you can take appropriate steps toward healing and correction. Don't fight with yourself. Accept who you are in this right now moment and all of you done. And then give yourself a big hug and kiss because you've been through a lot. You see, a little loving tenderness can be what you need right now. Because I love to love me, baby. Love to love me, baby. You see, repetition is the mother of skill. If you to do something enough, you get good at it. And what you are doing is good for you, it's pleasurable. And when you want to do it often, get better and better at it. However, when what we do is not pleasurable, we fight against it, resisting the discomfort and avoiding the lesson we may need to learn. I want to tell you today, when unwanted situations repeat themselves in our lives, there's something we've missed. There is a blind spot in our consciousness, something we can't see and don't know yet. Repeat performances of bad productions will continue to come up as an experience in our lives. We go through it again and again and again, racking our brain, grasping at straws, trying to figure out how we got here and how we can get out. But those repetitive issues which cause us displeasures are just like the things mothers told us over and over that we didn't want to hear. We ignore what she said. In the end, we saw mother's point. Finally, we realized she only wanted us to be better. Well, so does life. And when you find yourself in the same situation repeatedly, do not fight against what you're now going through. It is in your own best interest to look for the lesson, cultivate the skill, and to do a new thing in a new way. Because I know I am learning something very, very, very valuable. Little life problems are like a pop quiz, which would determine whether or not you are in touch with your feelings, whether you learn to trust yourself enough to continue to move along mindlessly in your own ways. Many of us ignore the little things, those uneasy rumblings, because we can't believe it is happening again. We step willingly into bad situations because we don't want to believe we could be so wrong about them. Yet we readily believe we could be wrong about what we feel. If you don't believe yourself, then when do you trust what you feel? It means you are in doubt, and doubt will push you head first into a valley. Sometimes an uneasy feeling will be the normal fear or doubt associated with doing things that are different and new. But other times it will be life wanting you to get still. Pay attention. Remember what happened the last time you didn't pay attention to yourself and act accordingly. So here's a clue about life's little warning. Monsters don't have shadows. You will never see the monster coming. It will descend upon you before you recognize it. If you're feeling uneasy for no apparent reason, it means you are being quizzed about something you are adequately equipped to handle based on past experience. Whether you pass or fail the quiz is a reflection on how much you know and how much you trust yourself. Trust what you feel. Come on, somebody, this is for. When you get the urge to stay home, be alone, pull back, or shut down, it's probably your spirit urging you to take a rest. Do not ignore it. Honor yourself by taking some time out. Take a day away. There may be something very important going on within you that you need to know about. See, we got to get quiet in order to hear it. The learning is in the stillness. That job will be there. People will simply have to understand. What can be done today can also be done tomorrow. All duties and responsibilities can wait. But your spirit cannot. Somebody, the spirit is calling your name. I often heard people say, I need a break, but they never take one. I know it's no coincidence when these same people break their foot or when their cars break down or forcing them to be still. Come on, I'm raising my hand. often we think there's something wrong with us when we don't want to be bothered, so we keep moving and doing. Spirit knows what we need and provides it for us. Yet when incidents forces us into a needed solitude, we reach outward rather than within. Rest, stillness, solitude, introspection, reflection, our spiritual vibration that keeps us from breaking down and falling apart and being forced into a living deficiency. Let me say that again. There's power in the stillness, family. Why do we have to wait till something forces us into a needed solitude? We always want to look outside rather than inside. You see, rest and stillness and solitude and introspection and reflection are spiritual vibrations that keeps us from breaking down and falling apart and being forced into a living deficiency. Today is a spiritual health day. Dear God, today I want to be still to listen, to hear, and to know. Today I want to see and know myself as a reflection of you. Come on, God. Teach me and reveal you to me. Today, God, I want the stillness of your love to shower me in the light of your perfect peace that I may go forth stronger, wiser, in readiness to do your perfect will. Today, God, I want to be still with you. Lord, keep me still today and take away all that makes me race and worry and fear and doubt and rush away from myself. Take away the need to do, to be and have and to know and to want anything other than the grace of your love. Show me myself today, Lord. Teach me my greatness today, Lord. Lord, show me a perfect child on a divine mission, fulfilling your perfect purpose in a divine way. And Lord, help me understand you and me and how we can work together in this stillness to create this new life, God. Today, Lord, I'm willing to be still in your arms and still in your light and still in your love. I'm willing to see you in me and release all that is not God. I am willing to know you in my life, to preserve you in my heart, to open myself to more of you as what I am, because in the stillness I see you, God. In the stillness I accept you, God. In the stillness I feel you. Lord, let me be still just for today. Thank you, God. Today, everybody needs to go home every now and then. To go home means there's something waiting for you. Mama's love to go home means having your favorite food cooked and waiting. It means lively conversation, laughter, some oldies but goodies playing in the background. Home is sitting back in an overstuffed chair wrapped in a ragged blanket, watching reruns on TV. Home is a hot bubble bath and a fresh smelling bed. You see, home is curling up next to Mama, resting your head in her lap and telling her all your woes and troubles and fears while she gently strokes your brow. Why not go home to Mama today? You can cook. You can have a radio, an old tape to play. Get that old blanket out the box. Take a nice warm bath and curl up in the bed, because God, the mother, is waiting to hear from you. Mother, I'm coming home. You see, in ancient times, it was believed that little boys needed special protection in life. Boys were covered in blue. Blue represents the heavens. And when you cover a baby boy in blue, you were providing him the energy and protection of God. It was also thought that girls did not require or even deserve the same protection, because girls were fragile. Girls were meant to serve and be protected by boys, and girls were covered in pink to represent their sweet, fragile nation. As silly as this may sound, it represents the dominant thought pattern of our culture. You see, boys are entitled to the world of God. Girls have been ignored, pushed aside, abused, abandoned by the boys. Don't they deserve special recognition themselves? You can begin today by reminding the little girl in you that is not what she wears. It's not the ribbon in her hair. It's not the color of her skin, the ruffles on her panties, or the neighborhood she lives in. Little girls are also expression of God. And this makes us realize how worthy we are to the world. We are so valuable because we are, not because of what we do, what we have, or what we want. Little girls bring forth the grace of life in their smiles, in the laughter, the questions and expressions. There's a little girl in you. Have you loved her today? Have you hugged or kissed her today? Have you told her how special, how valuable she is, how much she appreciates you, how much you appreciate her, and that you honor her? Have you told the little girl in you how beautiful she is just because she is? Just because you are. You see, in the midst of those valley experiences, the temptation is to look at all things. Can't do in the list of reasons why. The human ego always encourages us to hold on to our limitation. It always seems easier to look at what's wrong, whether it's just to stretch what could possibly be just fine. If we could just see things as perfectly fine, just the way they are, no matter what they are, we might realize we are fine too. For some of us, this is a far stretch, but that's fine. And so are you. If you are alive, that's fine. If you have a vision for tomorrow, that's fine. People may be pressuring you or upset with you. That's fine. You may be upset, afraid, angry, and anxious. And that's just fine because you'll get over it. Because if you can remember a time, any time when you were in a fix, a jam, a place in your life you did not want to be, that is fine. Now you can remember that you are not where you were anymore. But realize you made it through somehow. Haven't you always gotten what you needed? And when you didn't, you made it through anyway. Perhaps things did not work out the way you wanted, but they are turning out. Most important of all, they are turning out to be just fine. Today, faith transforms confusion into order. Today, just take care of yourself. It's an interesting quote. Reverend Dr. Fernette Nichols, some people are important because they make themselves so. Some people are important because other people make them so. Other people are important because God makes them so. They are the people who never brag or boast or know so. God makes an important difference in our lives. Love appears as new experiences. And I want you to know today, there's nothing, nothing you can't do with the love of God on your side, all around you. No matter what you do, no matter where you are, there's not a spot that our God is not. So I want to remind you, in all that you are all that God is. And so in this last moment of this call, I want to remind you that you truly are the gift. Sometimes we forget that we are the gift. We are the gift of love from God. And that nobody on this planet can do what you've been called to do, the way you've been called to do it. Nobody can do what you can do. And we're so uniquely wonderful in all that God has created, in all the creations of God. There's no two same fingerprints, no two same footprints, no two same snowflakes. Every part in each and every one of us, and even in the flowers and the trees and in the universe, we're all uniquely designed to express the presence of God, called Janine and Ingram and you, whatever that may mean to you, as you. You came to express the unique expression of God. The question is not why. The question is, what must I learn in this situation? What is the divine trying to emerge through me right now? What is the lesson that the divine has wanted to express to me? And so I leave you with the thought to journal that question, reminding you that life is pushing you to your greatness, and nobody can do what you've been called to do. You see, there's people out here right now praying for your destiny because they know that you are the person. They may not know you personally yet, but you're the person that can walk them into their greatness. You see, because our greatness is tied to so many other people's greatness, and somebody is praying for an answer, and you are the answer to their prayers. You're the answer to so many millions of people's prayers. You are the answer. It's time to come face to face and look in your magnificence in the face and say, will you say yes to your own magnificence today? Will you say yes to your greatness today? Will you allow the greater version of you to shine forth? And so I leave you knowing that nobody can do what you've been called to do. Nobody. Reminding you that your life is a gift from God, and what you do with your life is a gift back to God. Remember to choose love. Love is the only choice. And remember, don't just dream your God-sized dreams, but live your God-sized dreams. You've been tuned in to the Love Journey today. Your love experience with Janine and Ingram, bringing you soul-stirring content, because now it's time for the soul essence, the very reason you came to the planet to shine. And the answer is in the soul. The soul-stirring understanding is your unique blueprint. That's why your mother can't do it, your father can't do it for you, your preacher can't do it. Nobody can do it but you. And it's in the soul. The answer is in the soul. Because the soul's knowing is in the blueprint of who you came to be on this planet. It knows the years and years and all the stuff that was put inside of you was placed within the soul. The soul is ready to shine. It's ready to dust everything off and let it shine. And the only place you can do it is inside. And so I remind you, don't just dream, but live your God-sized dream. Your soul essence is ready to shine. Will you say yes? Will you look yourself in the mirror and look into the soul essence of yourself? Look into the magnificence of you today and say yes. This is Layla Hathaway. Mirror, have a great, phenomenal, wonderful, amazing day. And know you are love. And know you are love from the soul essence of who you are. Because you are all that God is. Have a phenomenal, love-filled day today.
Bitter hearts don't hold a smile. Troubled minds will wear you down. Use your past to get ahead. Hold your tears and think instead. You have to find a way to make it. These clouds are letting up for a while. Sometimes you gotta make the mirror your best friend, and maybe then you'll find some peace within. Stop hiding yourself. Stop hiding yourself. Love yourself when no one else can. Yourself you will achieve. Just go on and brush your shoulders off. This bridge is one that you must cross. You have to find a way to make it. These clouds are letting up for a while. Sometimes you gotta make mirror your best. Maybe then you'll find some peace within. Stop hiding yourself. Stop hiding yourself. Love yourself when no one else can. If you love yourself, you don't need nobody else.
Don't need nobody else.
You'll find where your strength resides. No one. find some peace within. Stop hiding yourself. Stop hiding yourself. Love yourself like no one else can. Stop hiding yourself. Stop hiding yourself. Love yourself. Stop hiding yourself, love yourself.